Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This week, we were reminded of that famous Rodney Dangerfield line, "I went to the fight and a hockey game broke out." It's hardly news when NHL players throw some punches, but last Saturday was the most recent reminder of just how violent NHL hockey can be.
During the Bruins-Penguins game, Boston forward Sean Thornton yanked Pittsburgh defenseman Brooks Orpik to the ice and beat him with his fists, slamming his head against the ice.
Now Thornton pulls down Orpik and pounds him when he's down. And now they're calling for the Pittsburgh trainer to come off the bench. We've got a bad situation here.
Orpik was badly injured with a concussion and had to be removed from the ice on a stretcher. Thornton was suspended for 3 games, but faces an NHL safety hearing that could double that penalty later this week.
Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, to talk about the week in sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So, after that brutal takedown, Sean Thornton apologized. But what's your response to this latest example of what seems like hockey out of control?
Well, the argument for people who want to keep fighting in hockey is that fighting is a safety valve that prevents worse injuries, injuries that would occur if the players were not encouraged to drop their gloves and go at each other. But I doubt very much that Brooks or Pick would accept that argument.
Hmm.
And Bill, in terms of, is there a cutoff? I mean, obviously part of fighting is the game of hockey. And in some ways, you've been asked this question by all of us many times. But where is the line drawn? Is an incident like this finally something that makes the NHL says we need to do something about the violence in the game?
I don't think the NHL says that until fans stop buying tickets. There are numbers of people who feel cheated if they go to a hockey game and there isn't a fight. They leave feeling like their team wasn't really trying. And as long as that's the attitude, I don't think the National Hockey League has much of an impetus to change.
And do you have any sense that fans this time think this was pushing the envelope?
I think they think it for a short period of time when somebody has to be removed from the ice on a stretcher. But I don't know how long that lasts. It's never lasted very long in the past.
You know, Bill, I was struck by the way Sean Thornton apologized. He didn't say, "I'm sorry I lost it and got violent." He apologized for fighting outside the lines of what's considered acceptable, right?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what the attitude that a lot of players, a lot of coaches, a lot of old hockey hands have, and probably a lot of fans as well, that that a certain amount of hockey fighting is appropriate because it's a safety valve for something that, you know, you got guys pulling at each other's shirts and jawing at each other and dancing around on the ice, and nobody gets hurt except the fan because it's a lot of wasted time. You presumably bought your ticket to see a hockey game rather than a bunch of guys dancing on the ice, let alone, you know, somebody having to be carried off the ice on a stretcher. But that's only my point of view, and there are a lot of hockey fans who'd argue that fighting is a necessary part of the entertainment.
Bill, if we look to the NFL, the Patriots are also dealing with the consequences of some hard hitting this week, which is, of course, in the Browns-Patriots game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gronkowski basically lost for the season because the Cleveland pair T.J. Ward tackled him so hard in the knee that Gronkowski tore his ACL and his MCL, and that ended his season. Now, I don't want to ask a question that sounds naive about football, but, you know, basically, this is a player that turns himself into a human bullet. He goes for a major joint in someone's body, and who knows if the joint will ever be the same again. So, yet it's a legal hit, right? So I'm interested in your take on what happened during that game. Fair?
Well, yeah, it was a legal hit, and people have said, oh, there was no penalty. Well, there's no penalty because if you're going to try and bring somebody the size of Gronkowski down, you hit him low. And these days, if you hit him in the head, you are penalized because they're trying to at least have a public relations campaign that deals with the concussion issue in the NFL. So, you know, are there fewer head injuries because people are hitting guys lower? No. There's a survey that came out this week that said there are just as many head injuries as there always have been. The injury that ended Gronkowski's season is much more visible. People can see. They understand what a torn ligament is, or in this case, two torn ligaments. The head injury, of course, harder to see. May not turn up for 10, 20, 30 years, the problems, manifestations of that injury.
So are we seeing, in an attempt to reduce head injuries, more lower body injuries that either were unexpected or inevitable?
I'm not sure, because knee injuries and leg injuries are so common in the National Football League. We may be paying more attention to them because of the publicity that concussions have received, but I'm not sure that the number is really greater.
Well, Bill, very quickly, Gronkowski, he already missed 6 weeks of the season with an injured arm. Now he's gone for the rest of the season. The Patriots have managed to find all kinds of ways to win lately.
Or the same way over and over again. That is, come back with Tom Brady throwing a lot of passes in the last few minutes.
And how do they do it without Gronkowski? Or what does that do to their chances?
I think their chances are very good until they play teams from outside the AFC East that are good teams. Otherwise, they're in fine shape.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here Saturday at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. He joins us most Wednesdays. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.